Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 6th of July 2023. Today's topic is Always Ask for God's Leading. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 30 verses 1 through 8. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and, behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters, were taken captives. Verse 4. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Key verse, 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Sometimes we want to do things because we think they are right, or because others are doing them without asking God for his direction. David, a man after God's heart, was not so. He sought God's face on many occasions before taking action. In our Bible passage, David had just returned from battle to discover that his camp had been attacked by the enemy. All that he had, including his wives and children, were carried away. Even the soldiers that went with him were also affected, and they wanted to stone David because of their loss. David was not discouraged. Instead, he sought God's face for what to do, and God said that he should pursue, go after the enemies. He did, and was able to recover all that the enemies had stolen from his camp. God wants you to ask for his leading in all matters relating to your life. Do not take actions on your own. He knows the end of a thing from its beginning and wants you to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Prayer for today. Father, please help me to lean on you and seek your guidance before taking any decision. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 17 to 20.